And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Monday, November 30th, 2020. Today in the news, gold prices could be set for another rally, reports oilprice.com. Yes, gold has been pressured lately, but the long-term fundamentals haven't significantly changed. The real interest rates actually remain deep below zero, while the U.S. dollar remains weak. These factors should support gold prices, and the expanding public debt should also help the yellow metal. Investors also shouldn't forget about the possibility of a debt crisis or accelerating inflation when the pandemic ends and people increase their spending. Well, we hear it every day. We're living in unprecedented times, reports the Visual Capitalist. They highlight five accelerating trends by the pandemic. Number one, screen time on mobile devices has increased 12 times over the last decade. Number two, the big consumer shakeup. E-commerce is rising fast thanks to the COVID-19. Number three, peak globalization. Global trade as a percentage of GDP has flatlined. Number four, the wealth and inequality chasm has grown during the pandemic, favoring boomers over Generation X and millennials. Number five, the flexible workplace is causing commercial property to fall in price and prompting millions to flee urban areas to save money. Public health officials and drug makers need to warn people that coronavirus vaccine shots may have some rough side effects, reports CNBC. Recommendations come as states prepare to distribute the potentially life-saving vaccines as early as next month. Dr. Sandra Freihauer of the American Medical Association says, quote, "We really need to make patients aware that this is not going to be a walk in the park. They're probably not going to feel wonderful after the vaccine, and they've got to come back for a second dose." And lastly, it's been a fairly gruesome year, pandemics, lockdowns, economic woe, death and illness, but there was a lot of surprised gratitude for technology, writes Peggy Noonan in Wall Street Journal. Most of all, and strikingly, there was deep gratitude for people who work on the ground in America, who kept the country functioning. Almost everyone mentioned thanks to grocery store workers, truckers, healthcare workers. Courage is not the absence of fear, but doing what one should despite one's fears. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. It's the perfect time to buy right now.